It was Japan's worst ever natural disaster. A tsunami spawned by a powerful earthquake swept across large areas of Japan's northeastern coastline, sparing little in its path. At least 16,000 people were killed and hundreds of thousands were left homeless as the surging waters reduced buildings to rubble and tossed cars and boats about like toys. But 1 year on from that date, what is the situation like for survivors in the worst affected areas of Japan? And what progress has been made in the task of rebuilding shattered homes and lives? And what does the future look like for these stricken areas? Father Daisuke Narui is the executive director of Caritas Japan and has just returned from a visit to several areas affected by the tsunami. He told me that in some of the worst hit areas, where all the buildings were swept away by the waters, it still looks like a wasteland, with only the concrete foundations remaining.
All those areas hit by tsunami look like concrete foundations land. All houses, buildings, shops were washed away, and all debris were taken away. There, only concrete foundations are remaining. Of course, since northern Japan is very snowy area, it's covered by white snow now, but underneath of those snow, there are concrete foundations. That's a typical scene of the tsunami-affected area now.
So you're saying it's very clear that, you know, you can still see the visible effects of it in the fact that so many buildings have been swept away and not yet been rebuilt?
Well, certainly. If you see those affected areas, only concrete foundations, and that's a very badly affected area. But there are other areas, tsunami-affected areas, only first floors of the buildings. For those area, I think most of houses were renovated, but still now some houses which is full of debris.
And how did you find the morale of the people living in these areas, the survivors of this disaster?
Well, it's very difficult to answer because it depends on the community. After the tsunami, people will stay there in a temporary shelter about 3 months to 6 months. After that, we'll move to temporary housing, which is prefabricated houses, or sometimes local apartments. For those people moved to temporary housings located in the city center, very easy to restart their life, to find their jobs. But for those people who moved to the temporary housings in very rural area, like in the mountain, it's very difficult to have good motivation for them to restart their life. So it depends on where they are living.
But do you find when you talk to the people in this area, did you have any anecdotes that give you an idea of whether they feel optimistic about the future or whether they want to leave these coastal areas?
Well, for example, for fishermen, some of them, they already restarted their fishing activity. They found another boat, but others, they already gave up. They stopped their activity. They just don't go away from their temporary housing. Some of them just drinking alcohol. Very terrible situation. For farmers, again, some of them, they started farming again, but their farming land have been affected by seawater, which is now salted farming land. They cannot cultivate rice again in that area. So they changed crop to beans because bean is very strong against salted land. Some of the farmers, they are very positive, optimistic to restart their farming activity again. But others, again, no, they just stay in the house.
So there are quite a lot of people who are suffering from, you know, post-traumatic stress or depression.
Yes. And then also there are many people who get accustomed to be given relief materials like rice or money, other things for daily living. So some of them, they don't feel that they have to work again.
So it's created a feeling of dependency in a sense, and say yes, at this point yes, a reluctant.
Right. Yes, you're right.
Have many people, especially the young, fled some of the worst hit areas to go maybe to the cities?
No, for the tsunami affected area, most of young people who were living in the tsunami affected area, they stayed there. But for the young people who were living in the near Fukushima nuclear power plant, many of them fled. They left.
And does this put at risk some of the smaller rural communities in this area?
Certainly. People are afraid about their future. But even before the tsunami or earthquake, they were afraid of their future because northern Japan is a rural area, aging society, not so many universities. So young people, after they graduate high school, many of them go to Tokyo. So not a new problem.
Can you tell me what kind of help has Caritas been providing to the population that was affected by the tsunami and earthquake?
First of all, we provided many relief materials like blankets, underwear, clothes, and heaters, especially heaters. We have provided more than 20,000 heaters to the victims for this winter. Second one, we have accepted more than 4,000 volunteers from all over Japan to clean up debris on the streets and individual houses. And we have also sent volunteers to the temporary housing for the psychosocial activities, active listening to the elders, playing with kids, teaching kids. And next one is the economic recovery. There are some people wanted to start their small shops, especially small shopping malls. We have supported those activity and their funding to recover their small shops. And last one is school repairing. There are many, many schools, like elementary schools, high schools, universities, affected by the earthquakes. We have funded for repair or renovate. We have funded for those schools our help.
Is there still a lot of fear and distrust among the Japanese people about nuclear power plants, you know, after the radiation contamination disaster at the Fukushima plant?
Yes, certainly there are fear among Japanese people, especially people living in Fukushima Prefecture. Parents of young people, there are so many young parents frightened, and they take away their children out of Fukushima Prefecture. The father remain in Fukushima Prefecture to work, to continue their work, and mother take away her children.
Being that the families are being separated by this disaster.
Yeah, separated. Obviously, those children taken away from their father is very sad. Very bad situation, not only because of this radiation, but mentally, they are very affected.
Okay, so 1 year after this disaster, how does the future look? And what lessons have been learnt from the tsunami and nuclear disasters?
During 1 year, we have accepted many volunteers. There are so many people help people who are in need. In a country like Japan, a very developed country, I personally thought that people are very visual, isolated. People don't think about others. They think only about themselves. But it was wrong. There are so many people who are in ill, trying to help others. That is very good thing that I found, which means the future of this northern Japan, which is an affected area, will be, I think, right, because there are so many people helping those victims continuously. Many volunteers come to affected area repeatedly. Some of them came 20 times this year.
So this disaster brought out the good side of many people.
Yes, yes.
I was speaking there to Father Daisuke Narui, Executive Director of Caritas Japan.